Thank you, Chairman. First of all, I'd like to thank the organizers of this conference to for inviting me to this. Yes. Thank you. Well, these are very beautiful places. I've been here already for a few, several days and discussed with several people on what's on very exciting things, what's going on during this workshop. So last weekend I enjoyed Santa Barbara like this, and today's I will talk about HITC cuprates, and these are my collaborators, people from my group, and also I collaborate with GX Chen in Stanford, and Professor Uchida and Professor Terasaki provided us with excellent single crystals, and I very often discuss with Professor Toyama in Tohoku University. So my title is a little bit ambitious, but what I would like to address is some connection between the ethnic structure and the TC, especially the third point from microscopic model parameters and TC. I would like to focus on this because the studies of HITC or superconductors, it is of course the final goal is to understand the mechanism superconductivity, and once we know the mechanism, then we know what parameters are important and what's the relationship between TC and those parameters. That's was exactly what was done in BCS theory, in which effective mass of isotope effect was a very crucial experiment, and such a relationship has been known before BCS theory was developed. So although we don't know precisely the mechanism of the HITC superconductivity, it is should be very important to understand the relationship between the parameters and the TC in cuprates. So there are several aspects to answer the question: what determines TC? And first is chemistry. This is quite obvious. There is a very well established relationship between whole doping, whole concentration, and TC over TC maximum, which means this bell-shaped curve, which has a maximum at delta around 15 to 16, 70%, and drops on both sides of the doping. And second thing is TC maximum. But TC max, this changes from material to material, and this quantity I would like to focus attention. in this talk. And the second thing is this TC max looks like determined by the number of CO2 layers. And also, this TC max is determined by crystal structures, namely BISCO, YBCO, LSCO, all have different TC max. It has been pointed out, actually, for many years that the apical oxygen position is important. And this is, I think, the earliest work. Those people first claimed that the apical oxygen distance is an important parameter based on the Madelung potential calculations. Madelung potential difference between apical oxygen and planar oxygen is determined by kappa apical oxygen distance, and they have plotted this Madelung potential difference against TC, or maybe TC max, I think. And there is they found a good correlation between Madelung potential difference and TC. And the argument was that if a planar oxygen in plane potential stabilize whole doping in oxygen plane, then TC goes up. They claim, propose that Zahn-Rice singlet, stability of Zahn-Rice singlet is important. If kappa oxygen, apical oxygen distance is short, then holes moves away from the plane, and the Zahn-Rice singlet is destabilized and TC drops down. Okay. Next thing is this phenomenology of the superconductivity. By phenomenology, I mean gap magnitude and superfluid density. High TC cuprate is unusual in the sense that TC is not determined not only by a gap magnitude, but also superfluid density, especially in the underdoped region, in which gap increases with decreasing Hall concentration, but it drops, TC drops, because superfluid density is decreasing. And to study this, these two photon emission spectroscopy is very powerful, since ARP spectra near pi zero, you can measure gap magnitude by peak position and superfluid density by the area or intensity of this so-called coherence peak. This data shows this correlation. In this talk, I mainly basically talk about the BISCO and LSCO compound, which has different TC max. And you can see that peak position here is twice as big in BISCO than that in LSCO, which for optimum doping. And actually, gap size increases with decreasing Hall concentration in both LSCO and BISCO system. But in general, in BISCO, the gap is larger, maybe by factor of almost two. This corresponds to higher TC in BISCO than this in this LSCO. And also the peak intensity is much larger in BISCO than LSCO. Actually, this is an uncle-integrated data, but uncle-resolved data shows much higher peak intensity. And this is uncle-resolved near pi zero. Still, we have only very tiny coherence peak. So in this underdoped region, maybe it's smaller, weaker, smaller superfluid density. Also suppressed TC, depressed TC in LSCO compared to BISCO. And about the superfluid density, really very nicely shown by Stanford group that superfluid density as measured by the peak intensity near pi zero decreases with increasing decreasing Hall concentration. Yeah, this is overdoped, optimum, and underdoped. But this super peak intensity decreases in exactly in the same way as superfluid density measured by mu SR. And also, well, density of states at the chemical potential measured by specific heat capacity also decreases with decreasing Hall concentration. And also another paper by the same group show the change of delta. Delta and NS as a function of layer number of the cuprate kappa oxygen layer okay, gap decreases from triple layer, double layer, and single layer, and the coherence peak intensity decreases also decreases from triple, double, and single layer. So the because of that, the TC also TC max also decreases. but this is a phenomenological description, and we still need to know the. More microscopic information related to model parameters. So microscopic Hamiltonians of high TC cuprate contains, in the case of Hubbard model, U and T or U and T, T double prime, T double prime, and so on. Or in TJ model, TJ or T, T double prime, T prime, and so on. And I would like to claim that okay, U and T may not be much different between different cuprates, and J super exchange coupling probably not, because this is J is correlated with should be correlated with T chi max, which is a temperature at which uniform magnetic susceptibility takes maximum, and this maximum T chi max increases with decreasing Hall concentration. This is plotted like this in a black curve, and for LSCO and for BISCO also I have plotted in red points, and although the concentration range is of course limited in BISCO, chi, T chi is almost the same between LSCO and BISCO. And also I have plotted the characteristics temperature for Hall coefficient, which also should reflect the antiferment correlation in the cube rates. So also this is less more indirect, but some calculation shows that band dispersion along the diagonal direction is which we define V0, this slope along this direction is proportional to J. If we admit this, then J, okay, V0 or, shows such a doping dependence, but this doping dependence is independent of different materials. So, okay, there's a famous kink here, but I'm talking about the slope below the kink, a high energy part of the photo emission data. Of course, above the kink, it is influenced by electron phonon interaction. So J is related to this high energy part. And this is nearly material independent, although strongly doping concentration dependent. Yeah. Sorry? This is a measured. Yeah, so by variables, do you mean LDA? Yeah. This is an experiment, all experimental values. Yeah. I think variables is twice or twice as big, bigger than this one. Yeah, bare velocity in the sense that this is above the kink, but still this is renormalized by electron-electron interaction. Okay, so we don't have much information about U and T, but probably U is not so much different. But T prime, T double prime looks quite different for several reasons. There are several quantities which reflect the difference in T prime. First, fermi surface shape and this energy dispersion, especially energy difference between pi zero and pi pi, half pi, half pi, and the parent insulator, and magnitude of the chemical potential shift, and the pi zero flat band position, namely magnitude of large pseudo gap. I will show data one by one. So Fermi surface shape in LSCO, Fermi surface looks more like this square-like rotated by 45 degrees. For lightly doped one, so looks like this, and overdoped also like this. And on the other hand, BISCO, also YBCO, shows this kind of more distorted whole Fermi surface. As okay, this is a bit complicated because of the bilayer splitting, but let's see, probably the most important one is anti-bonding Fermi surface, which looks like this, and in YBCO looks like this, and this difference can be reproduced by using different T prime or ratio T prime T over T ratio, which is smaller in LSCO than BSCO. Pi zero, half pi energy difference. So we need to have insulating parent insulators. Of course, we have a parent insulator for LSCO, but recently a parent insulator is available, has been available for BSCO also by heavy europium rare earth substitution for calcium, and so we can look at this heavily underdoped or insulating BSCO also. And I have plotted energy dispersion along the so-called as a function of so-called Fermi angle, although this is an insulator, so we don't have a Fermi surface. But essentially, energy difference between pi zero, pi zero here and half pi, pi zero and half pi here. And for LSCO or undoped, energy dispersion is smaller compared to BSCO insulating sample. And I have plotted this dispersion as a function of so-called D wave order parameter. I don't know this parameter makes sense, but anyway, dispersion and LSCO has a smaller dispersion compared to BSCO, also calcium kappa oxychloride is similar to BSCO. So there are and theoretically this said that this energy dispersion is proportional to T prime. And this this is a little bit complicated because of bilayer splitting near pi zero for double layer bilayer material, but probably this estimate this is a conservative estimate considering this bilayer detailed study of bilayer splitting by those people, but it's too much detail. But anyway, and this magnitude of chemical potential shift, we have measured core level shift as a function of doping, and found that this kind of different concentration dependence of the chemical potential, but main point here is LSCO is slower chemical potential shift compared to BSCO, this was actually reproduced by Toyama Maekawa's calculations using different T prime parameters. Again, BSCO should have a larger T prime, large negative value compared to LSCO. So chemical potential shift is roughly given by the T prime, magnitude of T prime, because T prime defines bandwidth of the coherent part of the spectral function. Yes?
This calculation by Maekawa,
yes, small cluster, 16 or 18 sites. think Lanczos method at finite temperature. And okay. So T, so it's, I think it's a room temperature calculation. And that's why they, okay, maybe if you, this low heavy underdog part is not very well reproduced, probably because the temperature was so high. On the other hand, this was down at liquid nitrogen temperature.
Could you remind what is the experiment?
The chemical potential shift was measured by, okay, we have looked at the core level shifts of many core levels.
By RPS?
Yes, actually, RPS or XPS also.
XPS?
Yeah. So you can look at this. This is too conservative, I think. But yeah, this core level shift has error bars. If the core level line shape is identical between different concentrations, then error bar should be 10 times smaller. But line shape slightly changes.
There's some interpretation involved from core level shape to chemical potential.
Yeah.
There's some model.
Yeah.
Does model include strong correlations?
No. Okay. Well, model includes well, not all the core level show the same shift. Some, actually, copper core level shows a different shift. And oxygen, lanthanum, strontium, without d electrons show the parallel shift. And copper probably shows different shift because copper valence changes. But others, valence are quite stable. But this is this point we interpreted the data. And finally, this magnitude of the pseudo gap piezo flat band position or magnitude of the pseudo gap. Flat band is the famous aspect of high TC cuprate, especially so-called Van Hoff singularity in near pi zero, or energy bands becomes unusually flat and crosses the chemical potential in the slightly overdoped composition, whereas diagonal region is quite robust. It doesn't change much as a function of Hoch concentration. But this position is also okay. So if you integrate the photoemission spectra with respect to momentum, then we would get a kind of pseudo gap behavior like this, because density of states are high near pi in this region, and quickly drops below this flat band position. And this flat band position becomes deeper and deeper. So in angular integrated photoemission spectra, this pseudo gap region increases, while kink in this density of states becomes deeper and deeper. So this flat band position or this pseudo gap gives an indication of so-called large pseudo gap. And this is again related to G prime by Toyama and co-workers' calculations. And here another plot of dotted lines are Apes spectra near pi zero, and solid line are angle integrated, but both shows kink or weak shoulder whose binding energy increases with underdoping, meaning a pseudo gap opens, or pi zero flat band goes deeper and deeper with decreasing Hall concentration. This flat band or broad peak corresponds to a hump in the so-called famous peak deep hump structure, and this also deeper and becomes deeper and deeper with decreasing Hall concentration in BISCO or BISCO also. So I have plotted this pi zero flat band position pseudo gap magnitude for BISCO for in red color, and the LSCO in black or white color, also TC's plotted. And then you can see that the energy scale is always bigger in BISCO than LSCO. I don't claim too much about this correlation between TC max and pseudo gap magnitude, but there is an empirical relationship between these two quantities. Now our experimental part is almost finished, and I like to introduce some theoretical propositions. Maybe the next speaker will give more detailed explanation for this. This difference, all those experimental information suggests that T prime is different between LSU and BISCO. This was first pointed out by Louis Felix Feiner's group. In their five band, multi band Hubbard model, including five band model, including dg square minus r square and the pz orbital of apical oxygens, they calculated t prime in addition to T, and observe the relationship between, this is an empirical relationship between TC max and calculated T prime. If G prime becomes a large negative value, TC increases. Later on, they also try to deduce TC max by theoretical calculations based on the black hole singularity scenario proposed by Elvio da Goto. And but the more recent work, the next speaker in this paper also empirical relationship between T prime it's empirical relationship between T prime and TC max is pointed out. This R equal T prime T over T is okay. In this case, sine is differently defined. So large positive value correspond to higher TC max for many different materials. But in this work, this work is different from the previous one in the sense that kappa 4s orbitals are emphasized, involved, included in the tight binding analysis of LDA band structure. Physics is slightly different from the previous one. But in this case also, there are nice relationship between T prime and TC max. And coming back again to the initial work based on modern potential, but also in this case, this authors also pointed out that the stability of Zahn-like singlet is important to increase TC by increasing T prime. So in that sense, this paper and Parvani et al. Point to the same direction. Also the starting point is completely different. So final remarks is very well speculative. So but I'm going to try to make connection between the microscopic parameters and these two parameters. Superconducting gap is given by conventional BCS formalism, some phonon, boson excitation frequency times exponential with this quantity. And but this is naively, this gives you a wrong direction as far as gap magnitude and T prime is concerned, because T prime is something like a bandwidth, one electron bandwidth. So density of state is inversely proportional to T prime. So if T prime is large, then density of state decreases and gap magnitude decreases. So this does not work well for the single particle picture. But if you assume, on the other hand, that this density of state is spectral weight in many body picture, and then if the bandwidth is larger, then spectral weight transfer to the chemical potential will be enhanced, and then we may be able to get a large uh, superconducting gap. So this is totally speculating. But there is a spectral wave transfer between, okay, so in the spectral wave transfer is well described by in the DMFT calculation of Haber model and with as a function of E over T or as a function of doping, spectral wave is transferred to the chemical potential with from lower Haber band, upper Haber band. And the same thing is happening in cuprates, although a little bit pseudo-gapped. But experimental data actually show this lower Haber band here for underdoped sample. And this lower Haber band quickly lose its intensity when you increase whole doping. So spectral weight here is also increasing. And not only because of the spectral weight transfer, but also pseudo gap disappears eventually. So in any case, density of states at the chemical potential. increases with whole concentration. Okay, like this, okay, intensity at the frame level increases with whole concentration, like this. Of course, this is, has been well known that the carrier density, carrier concentration is proportional to x rather than, okay, x rather than 1 minus x, rather than the area of frame surface, which is very unusual. But this is not due to small frame surface, but experiment shows that this is due to increased spectral weight. spectral weight increases with carrier doping, and so and the this weight is actually intensity is much stronger in BISCO compared to LSCO, or in not only in the normal state but in the superconducting states, also so we have seen coherence peak is much weaker in LSCO in BISCO, but this is a very natural consequence of smaller spectral weight in the normal state in LSCO than in BISCO. And also, okay, so, but there's another point that T prime is also related to the stability of stripe formation, because there are several model calculations which shows that you need a large T prime to suppress stripe formation. So this also affect well, TC. Yeah. Anyway, this is my conclusion of my talk. The different TC, T prime values are very important. And then J must be almost constant between different materials. The T prime looks like determining TC max. And I have shown you several experimental evidence that the frame surface, flat band position and chemical potential shift, spectral weight, all indicated that T prime is larger in VSCO than LSTO. Thank you very much for your attention.
I have an experimental question for the first part of the talk. Then you showed the artist sector development with doping.
Yeah.
You showed. Could you give us a little bit more details? There were Fermi arcs. First of all, are the Fermi arcs or Fermi? I guess it's slide 17.
Okay.
Can you hear in the back? Can you hear the question?
Okay. So if you look on this, if you look on this data below, are there Fermi arcs or Fermi pockets? First of all. And then how is this data related to data published some time ago, where the density of states seemed to be this? Cross-looking, quasi-one-dimensional. How is this related with all the data?
Okay. Maybe better to go into another. Let's use this. First of all, first question. This arc. Cannot be explained by a whole pocket because we have also.
You should think about this as a circle with
like this.
Spectral wave that are the Brillouin Girl crosses.
Right? But if we assume that this is a half of the half whole pocket, then we can calculate the area of this. Half whole pocket, which is much several times bigger than the whole concentration.
Okay. Mm. And if you do a scan from gamma point to pi, there's no signatures of the second crossing at all.
Second crossing. Story is a bit complicated. In the second Brillouin zone, there's no. no second feature, but in the first Brillouin zone, there's some feature here.
Where is the feature located exactly?
Feature. A second feature?
Yeah.
This here. Yes. But as I told you, this distance is too much to be explained by a whole pocket. And also, second Brillouin zone is actually much, much stronger than the first Brillouin zone. We interpret the signal in the first Brillouin zone from a scattering of the second Brillouin zone signal into the first Brillouin zone. In VSCO case, famous superstructure scattering because of the 7x1 symmetry along Bismuth oxygen bond. But in this case, LSTO also has a LTO structure distortion, which has exactly the wave vector, modulation wave vector is pi pi, and this very strong signal can be scattered into the first Brillouin zone, which is much, much weaker, and so we can explain the second feature by this scattering. But in this second Brillouin zone, there's no second signal at all, and so I think this second feature is spurious or something like.
But how is this data now related to the earlier results?
One dimensional.
It
the y ratio of
You mean spectral weight here, which looks like a one-dimensional metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is.
What is the difference between these experiments?
The data is, sorry, is not different. We are looking at the different compositions and different matrix element effect. For instance, this. So if we are around 10% or optimum or slightly underdoped region, the flat band comes pretty close to the chemical potential. So this gives you this signals in the pi zero region. But if you go further underdoping, then the so-called one-dimensional feature disappears from the chemical potential. We end up with a diagonal signal, a Fermi arc signal, which is quite robust against the underdoping.
But in this interpretation, of course, it's not one-dimensional. You'll have four.
This feature, well, one-dimensional. Okay, feature like this is one-dimensional or just overlap of a flat band. Sorry, this is a kind of interpretation, but there are several theoretical calculations, actually, mainly by Hartree-Fock calculation in stripe ordered phase, this feature is quite very much enhanced, and but not pi zero point lose, still lose, zero zero gamma point lose intensity, but this feature becomes quite intense. Sorry.
I have a couple of short questions. I think you said already the first one, but I want to say it a little louder. The stripes.
Yeah.
Are they universal to all IPC?
Can you hear in the back? Question is, are the stripes universal to all IPC?
I mean, the answer is no.
Yeah.
Ask the question, answer, and that will speed us up.
Very good. The answer is no.
Yeah.
Apparently, they bother. If they are there, the PC goes down.
Sorry.
If the stripes are there, like in LSCO.
Yeah. TC goes down. Yeah. Yeah. If stripes were not here. In this picture, you cannot disentangle the two effects. On one hand, T prime looks decreased TC. If you have a smaller T prime, you decrease TC.
In BISCO, don't see evidence of the stripe because the chemical potential changes rapidly.
Right.
With doping.
Yeah.
And LSCO is flat.
Yes.
Presumably meaning the stripe.
Yeah.
One of them has a higher TC than the other. So,
Fabio is leaving the witness.
I'm not sure. It looks like there's a correlation between T prime and TC, but this is due to direct. T prime has more direct effect, or T prime affect stripe and then TC. That's.
In all of your analysis, you assume there was no stripe. Using J and using the dispersion. We're assuming
the vertical
stripes.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm basically focusing on the experiment, right? You have the shift of the chemical potential against X.
Yeah.
In one case, it doesn't change.
Yes.
15%.
I think it was the other way around, actually. Could we see that picture again?
So this is the question of the chemical potential and how it's shifting and what whether it's...
Yeah. Yeah.
So which one is the stripe these days?
The blue one, a stripe, yeah.
So which one has the highest to see?
Red one.
Case you closed.
Yeah.
I have a little controversial short one.
Yeah, okay.
The result for 3%, the average result of 3%,
yes.
LCO.
Yeah.
It had two features, the one with the flat band,
yeah.
And then there was a big dark spot at 0.6.
Right.
Is that the result of the insulator? Minus 0.6. Say, if I ask you what is the result for x equal to 0?
0. This completely disappears, and this also. So these two features are features of insulate, a lower Hubbard band or downright singlet.
So there is a coexistence in there of a feature of x 0 that remains frozen.
Coexistence?
Directly from the insulator band,
right? X equals 0 only, only these two feet, this highest bang energy features.
Right. Yeah. So at x 0, 3% and 5%,
yeah.
It is there, and it's not changing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there is a flat band that is evolving out. So this is like a coexistence of two features. The x equal to 0, 1, and then you have the flat band corresponding to a mobile carrier.
Yes, or mobile carrier actually correspond to the diagonal. This is a bit too deep. That's why we see a Fermi arc for very low doping case, the chemical potential.
George,
okay.
Your strong variation of P prime
yeah.
with doping and with the nature of the compound, that would also, I would assume, give you a very strong change in the ratio of J prime over J.
Yeah.
So that might be a way actually to find out whether that's really happening. Do you agree with that? Or you don't seem to, you seem to talk only about P prime and a bit about P double prime, but making P prime so large should also affect J prime. At least if you go back to the original pre-dam model or whatever you want to call it, and then go to Hubbard and then go to PJ.
Yeah, I didn't talk about J prime, J double prime simply because no theory has included, but
is it? Wouldn't it be fairly logical that if prime changed by a factor of 3, that J prime would start getting very important, which would change the,
I think there's data by Dave Epley that indicated there were longer range exchange.
Yeah, but that was the same one as the ring exchange,
correct.
I think. But and he had P prime in there actually also. But I was just wondering whether, you know, going you now have an insulating disco sample, apparently, a parent disco sample. It'd be very nice to you have a big enough one to do the neutron.
Yeah.
Micron version.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. I don't know about the
I know we need to break that
ice. Makes it even more important, okay.
And LSCO?
So he had a single crystal disco insulating.
Right, yeah, all single crystal, yeah.
But I don't know how large
they are. Very thin, small and thin, yeah.
One question I'd like to ask, could you go back to the kink for just a moment where you were extracting velocity?
Yeah.
Question?
Yeah.
The question I always seem to have is, it seems to me that if you were to draw a straight line, it would extrapolate into what is the undressed region,
yes,
which I take it as the blue line.
Hmm.
I would have thought, if this were electron phonon, that that line would then pass through the same point at which the red line eventually cuts,
yeah,
that white line. In other words, if you do an ordinary electron phonon calculation, you find that as you get in near the Fermi surface, of course the velocity softens because of the phonon dressing. But when you swing back and eventually extrapolate,
yeah,
that straight line
will
go through the point, yes.
So the,
it always bothers me when I see that, because then I wonder, is that really phonon? Because it doesn't seem to me to look that way.
Mm.
The way you've drawn it,
it's wiggle rather than king.
Yeah, but
ordinarily, if you really believed you had the straight line here, it would come
right
in.
Right. And so to, okay, the, actually we have done some self-energy phenomenological analysis. Yeah, of course, bare band. Actually, bare band is actually steeper and cut here. Yeah, exactly here. But we have to, okay, yeah, on. Only electron phonon interaction, of course, cannot explain this, but we have to include electron-electron, more dominant electron-electron part in the self-energy to reproduce this.
I see.
So actually, self-energy, the other part of the self-energy, looks like, zero to high energy dominate by electron-electron interaction, and a small effect due to electron phonon on top of that. So, and then we actually did that.
All right, we have one more. You know what? I think over coffee, we
yeah,
can continue the discussion. So we'll thank the speaker.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And we'll gather sharply at 10:30.